What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And, you know, everybody's, you know, I guess it's like football. Everybody joins up on one team or the other. Apparently, former Chief of Staff John Kelly is out there saying, I believe John Bolton. I absolutely believe John Bolton. And, of course, meanwhile, you've got Bob Driscoll, who's the attorney for acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, released a statement moments ago saying, denying the accusations alleged by Bolton. Now, Bolton has always been a loose cannon. He wants to wage war on everybody that he thinks is his enemy. And so they're going at it tooth and nail, and I'm not sure what the Democrats are hoping to achieve. At this point, they can drag this out. They can continue to play it as a circus. They're not going to get Trump out of office. It's simply not going to happen. They don't have the votes. Unless they've got blood, unless, you know, Jeff Epstein has got had video on some of those GOP senators, it's not going to happen. So Alan Dershowitz got out there and he mounted his own version of the defense against the impeachment trials, basically talking about, you know, where's the bar? Where's the threshold for all of this? And basically warning that the Democrats' lawless view of impeachment would place Congress above the Constitution. And Dershowitz, as much as I hate to admit it, I agree with him on this one point. I don't like Dershowitz. He and I have clashed before. But in this case, he's absolutely right. The whole idea of the separation of powers is to have separate but equal branches of government keeping an eye on each other. But if Congress is able to simply impeach anybody they want, basically at a whim, then Congress is now running the country. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Congress is supposed to make the laws. The executive branch enforces the laws. Judiciary decides if the laws are constitutional or not. All righty. Now, Ted Cruz, boy, it's amazing. I wish he'd looked this good back when he was running in 2016. But I don't know if it's the beard or he's just matured. But he had a really good interaction today when he was giving a media briefing about the impeachment. And Cruz was criticizing Democrats for arguing that President Trump sought to investigate corruption in Ukraine in order to damage his political opponent. And we've just seen 2 hours of evidence, and at a minimum, it was not only reasonably justified, but the president had an obligation to investigate corruption that extended to the very highest levels of the government. Now, a reporter came on in basically with this bizarre comment saying that, excuse me, I'm having a little trouble with this portable computer. The reporter interrupted, Hunter Biden got a job. His dad was vice president. If that is a crime, shouldn't half your children be in prison? And Ted Cruz came on back and said, my children are 9 and 11, so I'm sorry you want to throw a 9-year-old in prison. And, of course, that drew some laughter. At this point, my third grader plays basketball and softball at her school, so stop the nasty Washington game. And at that point, the reporter should have shut up, but he refused. He said, I'm sorry, it's not a nasty Washington game. And Cruz came back attacking a 9-year-old. Now, here is where I'm in agreement with Ted Cruz. Okay, the children are off limits if they're not actually involved in whatever we're talking about. In the case of Hunter Biden, he was involved. He was involved in Burisma. He made a lot of money. But when you're talking about 8 and 9-year-old kids, or you're talking about Barron Trump, they're off limits. Even the mafia has a rule saying the family is off limits. You know, business says that, you know, Party A is going after Party B, and, you know, the capo di tutti capi wants to go after the godfather and so forth and so on. But the families are left alone. In fact, very often they're taken care of. Now, I'm not involved with the mafia or anything, but that's one of the parts of the mafia that I actually like and respect and admire, the love of family, the protection of the family. And we have seen lately in our corporate media, they go after the kids of everybody. not just Barron Trump, not just Ted Cruz's kids, everybody, a way of trying to hurt their opponents. Our corporate media has now sunk lower than organized crime here. Meanwhile, getting on back to Hunter Biden, after claiming he was broke in court when he was negotiating a settlement with stripper London Roberts, apparently he was spotted out in Los Angeles in a brand new Porsche, having reached a settlement with the stripper, London Roberts. So from somewhere, he seemed to get a little bit of money. You don't just go out and buy a Porsche. Otherwise, I would. I've driven Porsches before. I love them. I think they're great here. Anyway, Pam Bondi came on out with a program exposing the entire Burisma Biden situation, and ABC, CBS, and NBC refused to broadcast this expose of the Burisma scandal. So there is a scandal there. And that's the interesting part, to see the Democrats try and come out with this idea of, well, maybe there was some scandal there. Maybe Biden was doing something. But it's completely irrelevant to Donald Trump asking Putin to look into Biden. Well, of course, it's not irrelevant. It cuts right to the heart of the matter. It cuts right to the heart of the matter. Okay. Now, here's a really good one. Gentleman by the name of Joe Lockhart works for CNN, and he went on out and tweeted out a conversation between two Republicans, and the tweet went, overheard convo between two Republican senators who only watch Fox News. Is this real stuff? I've never heard any of this before. I thought it was all about a server. If half the stuff Schiff is saying is true, we're up blank creek. I hope that the White House has exculpatory evidence. Well, a lot of people called him on it saying, this is very comic book kind of dialogue. And finally, he admitted, yeah, he just made the whole thing up. CNN's Joe Lockhart just made this conversation up out of thin air, posted it to Twitter as news, relying on his name and CNN credentials to carry it. But, you know, he's come on out. Rather than apologize, he said it was okay for him to do this because, you know, that's exactly what they're thinking. So now Joe over there at CNN is a mind reader. He's a telepath. Amazing here. All right. Remember Seth Rich? Seth Rich was this technician who was working for the Hillary Clinton campaign, working on her email server. And it has been reported through multiple sources that Seth Rich was the leak that leaked all those DNC emails to WikiLeaks, thereby exonerating Russia, for which was probably the motive for his being murdered. Police called it a botched robbery. Yeah, I'd say it was botched. They shot him like twice and then left his wallet, his cell phone, his watch. Apparently, he was wearing a gold chain that was untouched. They didn't take anything. They just shot him down in the street and left. So the FBI claimed that Seth Rich's DNC computer and emails were investigated on his death. But then the FBI backtracked and said that there was no related documents when given a Freedom of Information Act request, saying, no, there was no investigation. We don't have any of the information. Unfortunately, it's now turned up again. So we caught the FBI basically in two lies, one right after the other. My goodness. J. Edgar Hoover would be so proud. Apparently over at the NSA, they're refusing to release any documents they have about Seth Rich because it's a matter of national security. It's tantamount to admitting that, yes, Seth Rich was at the heart of that flow of information from the DNC computers to WikiLeaks. Well, Ilhan Omar is back in trouble again. Apparently, there is now an active investigation as to whether she married her own brother in an immigration scam. Basically, she's being investigated by the FBI for marrying her brother in order to make him a citizen. Now, she's denied the allegations, but they have not gone away. So if she, and she's running again, by the way. So if the reelection works out for her, she's going to have two more years in Congress. And if it doesn't, she may be looking at 5 years in prison for immigration fraud. Getting on back to Jeffrey Epstein's adventures, if you will, lawyers for Epstein is ramping up pressure on Prince Andrew, basically saying that if he ever sets foot in the United States again, he will be hit with subpoenas. So looks like the prince can't come to the United States anymore unless he decides to cooperate. But the fact that he went on TV and said, I promise I'll cooperate, and has done absolutely nothing of the kind, that's like a flashing neon sign on the forehead saying guilty, 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 guilty. Now, this leads us to this article that came on out from Government Slaves, basically speculating that pedophiles, child abusers, are actively searched out and put into positions of power so that they can be controlled. It's a guaranteed control mechanism. And this is being done with help from intelligence agencies, CIA, FBI, military intelligence, all of which are filled with their own pedophile problem. And they've completed this complete matrix of power and control. It's a big secret club. That's why we keep hearing so much about child molestation and abuse, and yet nothing ever gets done about it. And there have been case studies about how this is being done. There was the Dutroux affair, where an elite pedophile ring was uncovered, but then immediately recovered up by police and judges. Then you had one of the most infamous here in the United States, which was the Franklin scandal, which uncovered a child trafficking ring that went all the way to the White House. So maybe it's a rite of passage. Maybe these are people who under normal circumstances wouldn't dare assault a small child, but they're being told, look, you have to do this. It's a rite of passage. You have to molest that child. We have to have it on video. Then we know we can trust you and allow you to move higher up in the government. So anyway, Donald Trump is in New Jersey, just a little bit over that away. And apparently more than 175,000 tickets were requested to see him in Wildwood, New Jersey, tonight. Obviously, they can't fit that many people into the venue. They were lined up before sunrise to see him. So whatever the Democrats were hoping to do in terms of Trump's base with all this impeachment nonsense, if anything, they've made him appear stronger by making him appear to be a victim. All right, let's talk about that airplane that was shot down over. We've got a phone call here. So let's go to Joe in Nome. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I want to respond to the caller in the first hour was talking about donating blood, and he was turned down because of his service in Germany.
Yes.
I think he brought up the chronic wasting disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease as far as that malformed prion. In the wild, it's called chronic wasting disease. But yes. Yeah, they got a. I had a cousin that served in Germany, and. Yeah. He was drummed out with no benefits, but what they had him doing was cleaning out burned out tank, well, one of the things, you know, that was full of depleted uranium munitions.
Ouch.
And that right there, well, they didn't give him any, you know, safety equipment or, you know, radiation equipment or anything like that. They didn't give him any benefits after he was discharged either. That's exactly the profile that you would find. I would think that they flagged that fella for donating blood right away because of a situation like that that many other veterans are also subject to. And I would think that Cutfield Jacob might be underreported problem there with those vets. At any rate, but
could very well be. I mean, I can, from the government's point of view, the reason they would want to separate somebody without any benefits or connections, depleted uranium. I mean, that's an engraved invitation to lung cancer and various other problems. As far as the blood screening itself is concerned, I used to donate blood on a regular basis until an unfortunate incident, which kind of turned me off for the whole process. I even got to donate blood one time on the set of MASH at 20th Century Fox, which was kind of weird to be, you know, lying on the table in that tent, you know, with Alan Alda and the rest of them around there cheering us on, although they weren't drawing the blood. They had a proper Red Cross staff there. But they are very, very touchy about who they allow to donate blood. And as a matter of fact, I have been turned away just for running a small fever. So, you know, they are very, they're, especially after that whole tainted blood scandal that came out of Arkansas, they're really trying to be careful about where the blood is being sourced.
Oh, I didn't catch that. But yeah, I figured that fella was automatically screened. My brother gave blood, and he ended up with neurological problems from the toxics involved with the scrapping, industry.
Yes.
And he gave blood for a long time. But yeah, it's heavy metals. He wasn't flagged because he wasn't in the service, right? And apparently they were testing it all that closely because he had plenty of it. Anyway, that was a few things that went through my head when he called in. But, yeah, this is a problem all over, and it's going to be increasing because of Fukushima, because it's heavy metal poisoning.
Oh, yeah, Fukushima, anyway. That's... You know, in one way, one of the reasons I'm glad that Claire and I are off of Hawaii and here in the middle of the heartland, you know, we're still having to deal with effluents from the Deepwater Horizon and core exit still blow northward off the Gulf up this way. But at least we're away from the Pacific waters and Fukushima radiation.
Yeah, well, in Nome... we get a blast every now and then, and the climate's sending a lot more of that warm air up this way. Although today it's minus 12, but you have a nice day. I hope you feel better.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go back to the phones. We're going to start with Francis in North Carolina, but Francis, I'm probably going to have to take through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, young man. Hats off to both Claire and you, for that matter. And when you were talking about what the government officials are willing to do to a politician to frame them in place and keep them in so-called control or whatever,
yes.
You remind me of a film back in the 90s, I think it was, with Eddie Murphy, mainly, called Distinguished Gentleman.
Yes.
Which was a very humorous film that looked at what actually goes on in D.C., but it was mild compared to what goes on in D.C. now, or I should say the District of Criminals currently. So,
yes,
if someone would look at that, they're like, oh, well, that's what's really going on, you know, no big deal. Hey, it's 100 times, if not 1,000 times worse than that film, what is going on. So, anyway, have a great one. Later.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Hey. Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Cody in Illinois. Aloha, Cody. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'm so glad that you're back and doing well.
Thank you.
See, you had your fill-in guy here a few weeks ago. What was his name?
Ryan Dawson.
Ryan Dawson, okay. And he was talking about, you know, I just read this article, 34 soldiers suffered traumatic brain injury in the Iran attack. And I understand we lost a lot of helicopters over there. I just think it's interesting. It's kind of been covered up in the media. What do you know about that and why the Patriot missiles or what other defense, you know, just all the money we spend on defense, it's embarrassing to me that we weren't able to protect ourselves better. I'm curious on what you understand about that.
Well, we have to understand, you know, first of all, what was already in position, and the U.S. has already stated they're sending more defensive systems to protect the green zone, and they're demanding that the government in Baghdad also step up protection of the green zone. So it may have been a case of simply not being prepared for all the talk about the danger that Iran is and their ballistic missiles and this and that. It looks to me like U.S. military was caught more or less with their pants down. If, in fact, there were Patriot batteries or even THAAD at the location and they fail to deal with the incoming threat, then yeah, that's a huge, huge embarrassment. But lately we've seen our military industrial complex, for all the expense these weapons cost, for the high, high prices on them, they don't perform very well. We've seen that with the F-22, the F-35, the Gerald R. Ford, the Zumwalt, and on and on and on and on and on and on. And one of the reasons I think they're being hurt. Go ahead.
Well, sorry, that's what Ryan had mentioned. And that's just, it's just so unacceptable. All the money we spend, and it's not like we don't have engineers. I just don't understand. It's you know, now you're hearing that some of these, I think Ryan made the comment, some of these Russian systems are actually doing better than the, you know, it's just unbelievable to me. And you know, so Trump kills a few guys there in Iran, and now we have all these soldiers now that are going to have lifelong, defects, from this. It's just, we need to jealously guard our young men. It's just so unacceptable to, and again, all of our, the United States needs to be smarter about this. We need to stop and just refuse to be, the forefathers warned us about foreign entanglements. And
yes,
we don't need the oil anymore in these countries. And, I could use some good men working for me. And, we got a big problem. We got the highest prison population in the world. And now we got so many men distracted in foreign entanglements. And then we wonder why the society's breaking down. It's just, I want people to think about that and, try to educate their young men to maybe not go in the military. Stop supporting this. Join a militia. Stop supporting this adventurism. It's just sad. And, I thank you for on that there. I just didn't understand why we're spending all these billions and trillions of dollars and then we don't have a system that can protect the base. Just pretty unacceptable and embarrassing. So anyway, thank you, Mike.
It is embarrassing. And I'm in agreement with you that we should be cherishing our young people, especially in uniform, but we aren't. They're considered expendable. They're considered just more of the materiel to be thrown into these various wars and conflicts. And as long as we have more and more of them, the wars will continue. And I think one of the reasons for the open borders agenda is to try and load up the population of the United States with young men of military age that can be conscripted and thrown into battle. The problem with that, and they've already discovered problems with this theory, is that these illegal immigrants, or even legal immigrants, they don't have a real strong emotional connection to the United States of America. And so when it comes to actually putting their lives on the line for the country, the motivation isn't there. So they did actually form one unit out of illegal immigrants who wanted a green card, but they performed very, very poorly. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words. Nope, I'm a minute early. All right, so let's get on back to the airplane that was shot down over Taliban territory. And it turns out that it was called an E-11A communications aircraft. It's from the 43rd Expeditionary Electronic Combat Squadron. And apparently got shot down. The downed plane was the mobile command post for CIA's Michael D. Andrea, head of operations against Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan. And it is America's most advanced spy platform. And now all the equipment and documents are in Taliban hands. And yes, I know the Taliban allowed the Americans through to the aircraft, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the Taliban turned everything over. So Russian intelligence sources confirm it has been reported that Mike D'Andrea was responsible for the assassination of Major General Qasem Soleimani. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
They're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Aloha, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. It's good to hear you back on the air. I've been trying to avoid these impeachment hearings as much as I can. I generally just hold Congress in the lowest esteem possible, specifically the Democratic side of Congress. And as I've watched bits and pieces of this hearing in the Senate, I'm just shocked at how shamefully the Democrats are behaving during the breaks. They bloviating morons run to the press, and they make the most outlandish statements possible about what was said by the lawyers representing the president in the hearings, and they bear no resemblance to what I hear at all. Yes, I understand. I thought that there was some limitation on the ability of members of Congress to communicate with the press during breaks in order to keep them from trying to influence public opinion one way or the other. I thought I remembered hearing
that's been thrown out the window. That's obviously been thrown out the window.
Well, certainly, because we know the Democrats will do what they want to do, and they'll get away with it. I'm surprised, having heard Nancy Pelosi's comments, to her threat to the Republicans, that she isn't actually called before Congress for censure somehow. Now, the House of Representatives will certainly not do that because she's a fellow Democrat. But I wonder whether or not
the Speaker.
I wonder whether or not the Chief Justice of the United States might not have something to say about that. That's a blatant attempt to intimidate Republicans into doing what she wants them to do.
Yes.
Ultimately,
yes.
I think this thing is going to blow up on Democrats, the Trump will be in office, and I think he'll probably be reelected in 2020, and this will make set their hair on fire for another 4 years. I also think that this is going to backfire on people like Mitt Romney, who seems to be unable to separate his personal feelings about Donald Trump from what he's actually there to do as a member of the Senate, hearing this case. I really think that he's so full of hatred for Trump that he would side with the Democrats in any way possible in order to put a knife in Trump's back. Trump hasn't been the most perfect president ever, but look at where we are now compared to what the hell we would have been, the mess we'd be in if Hillary Clinton had been elected. And frankly, I just thank God that we have him right now instead of any of the other alternatives, or instead of any of the Democrats who are running for the nomination in the Democratic Party right now. This country is really suffering from a lack of good leadership in Congress.
Agreed.
And the only way we can, I think the remedy to that is just a clean house. All of those people have got to go. All of them have got to go. There are very few of them up there actually have proved their worth. Ted Cruz, I think, is one who's come a long way, and I'm beginning to look a lot more favorably upon Ted Cruz than I had before. And there are a couple of others. But in that whole mess on the Democrat side, that's just a loathsome, bunch of America-hating communists. I have no other way to put it. And out of that bunch, Adam Schiff and his fellow Jew, that fat Gerald Nadler, and then also in the Senate, Schumer, what you have is a Jew-driven coup here. If that doesn't, if that in itself isn't enough to wake people up, I don't know what the hell it is. We have a problem in this country with politicians, and we have a special problem with a certain minority group in this country who are wielding far more influence in the House and in the Senate than they should. Well, I've got that off my chest.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. What can I tell you? You're absolutely right.
I'm really glad you're back. Please.
I was going to say, I don't think this government can be saved from within. It is going to have to be allowed to collapse, and we're going to have to rebuild a whole new system from outside. And again, I would say, let's start with the Constitution and the first 13 amendments. We might want to rethink the Electoral College. We might not. I mean, there's arguments on both sides of that. But what we have to do is to reassert the safety mechanisms that this country originally had to guard against unwarranted influence by foreign powers, by large corporations, by the ultra wealthy. This nation started with all kinds of mechanisms to prevent that from happening, so that the people who were actually in the government were focused on the needs of the people rather than enriching themselves and enriching their donors. But over the last several decades, I've watched as bit by bit, all those little safety devices were voted out of existence, and nobody really complained about it till we have what we have today, which is an oligarchy, you know, the ultra-rich buying a government that serves the ultra-rich.
And that, and also, this country's seen an inexorable leftward drift, especially since the 1960s. And with that leftward drift, you've seen an erosion of institutions of government that actually worked for a long time, such as the Electoral College. All these things are under attack now. They're under attack because one political party in particular aims to exert absolute control over all aspects of political life in this country. That ought to scare people.
Not just political life. Ultimately, liberalism is about controlling all aspects of all lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, I think it's difficult to separate all aspects of life from politics, because when politics becomes all-encompassing and oppressive, politics becomes the problem.
Yes.
Anyway, Mike, I'm really glad to have you back. Yeah, I'm really glad to have you back, and I know that many others are as well. So take care of yourself, and don't end up in the hospital again, please.
Well, I'm going to try, but again, I'm 67 years old, and in this case, I'm dealing with something which they think is caused by a virus. They don't actually really know. Apparently, not enough people get this to where there's any kind of money devoted to researching either the cause or a cure. So, but they have something that appears to work and drive it back. And so I'm going to be on those for the rest of my life. Anyway, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Getting on back to the news here, we were talking about this E-11A communications jet. And as one of our callers earlier pointed out, the official story keeps changing. At first, they said there were less than 10 people on board. Then they said less than 5. Then they said only 2. Of course, a U.S. official earlier confirmed they've recovered the bodies of 2 Americans from the crash site. But that may not have been everybody who was on the aircraft. The Taliban claims the E-11A communication satellite contained high-ranking officers when it was shot down. So, on that one. All righty, there was another rocket attack on Baghdad on the embassy, and this was on Sunday. And apparently Mike Pompeo is blaming it all on Iran, but Iran is denying it, and there is no evidence one way or the other. So, given the surprising accuracy of the missiles that hit that embassy, would have been something. I mean, they want to start a war with Iran any way that they can. We've seen that for week after week, month after month, year after year. Iran, 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 Iran. Remember Senator John McCain? He'd dance around the stage going, bomb, 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 Iran, bomb, bomb, bomb. And it's just think that was funny as all get out. I mean, you're talking about people, human beings just like us, fathers, mothers, children, at the receiving end of those bombs. And McCain thinks it's a big joke. Anyway, the United States has stopped all weapon deliveries to Iraq security forces amid rising tensions following the drone assassination of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in Baghdad. Apparently, they bagged him inside Iraq. So the Iraqis and the Iranians are getting together and talking, and apparently somebody somewhere doesn't like it. And so now the U.S. is no longer sending weapons to Iraq. I would not be at all surprised if we saw several Middle Eastern countries, Iraq, Iran, UAE, whoever, just all of a sudden gang together and tell the United States, get out. It's time to get out. Huge protests outside the Green Zone. Yankee, go home. No more occupation, sovereignty now, freedom now. Anyway, all right, let's see. Over at the Iranian Republican Guard Corps, their chief commander of the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps says none of the American military commanders can be safe in any part of the world if the U.S. administration continues to threaten the Iranian commanders. So the war of words is heating up, basically saying, you target our people, we're going to target your people. That will be the end of it. All right, well, Trump had a meeting with Netanyahu today in a press conference, and just a few hours before the press conference, Netanyahu was formally indicted for corruption back in his home country of Israel. And I have to wonder at the timing if maybe the announcement was made by somebody who doesn't like Netanyahu or maybe favors Benny Gantz for the upcoming elections. But he has now been indicted. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. And the upshot of it is they released finally Trump's deal of the century. Now, they didn't actually call it that. because that term has become kind of tainted with earlier leaks and revelations. But as expected, this was heavily biased in favor of Israel, which basically said, we promise that somewhere down the road, there'll be a two-state solution, that Palestine will have a capital somewhere in the suburbs of Jerusalem, although Jerusalem will remain an undivided city. Trump is promising a settlement freeze, which is kind of a little late because Israel has been putting up settlements all over the place. And they're talking about maybe a return of some land to Palestine, which, again, it's part of this scam. Israel has swiped about 70-80% of the West Bank with their settlements. Now they're going to give back 10%. So needless to say, Trump yesterday said the Palestinians probably won't like it, and he was absolutely right. The leaders of Palestine, Hamas, and Hezbollah are all saying this thing is dead on the arrival. Dead on arrival, it's a non-starter. Because again, the payoff for Palestine is somewhere down the road once they have stopped all acts of terrorism. And all Israel has to do is fake more acts of terrorism to keep the rest of the deal from being implemented. Just a horrible, horrible situation. Okay, now 6 years ago, our media just lit up with this story from the South Korean newspaper Chosun Ilbo about how Kim Jong-un had murdered his aunt. And the Chosun Ilbo was held up as a, you know, accurate source, a reliable source, and the American media went with this: Kim Jong-un has murdered his aunt to consolidate his power, or whatever reason was given. Well, first of all, Chosun Ilbo has a long history of printing lurid fake news, and as it turns out, the aunt has turned up alive after 6 years. So I have to think of some new slogans and mottos for the corporate media, like truth? That's the other guy's product. All right, let's talk about the economic news. It's not particularly good. More and more forecasts that sooner or later there has to be a correction. Charles Nenner is out there saying that if we have a major correction, gold could hit $60,000 per ounce. That's a real shame here because I don't have any gold. Fortunately, I've somehow managed to misplace my wedding ring too. Gee, I wonder what I'm getting for Valentine's Day. Anyway, $60,000 per ounce. So far, over 1,200 store closings has been announced for 2020. And this is coming from Payments, which is a payment processing system for retailers. Let's just go on down here. Yahoo Finance is out there saying exactly the same thing. We're looking at Macy's, JCPenney, Papyrus Express, and Pier 1 Imports have reported 1,218 closings this year already, and we're just coming up on the first part of February. Now, last year, 9,200 stores closed, including Payless Shoe Source, Fred's, Gymboree, and Charlotte Russe. There were widespread closures by Family Dollar, Forever 21, Charming Charlie, Sears, Kmart, AC Moore, and GameStop. This will be the fourth year in a row that retailers will shutter 100 million square feet of space, which equals about 562 Walmart supercenters. So tell me again how the economy is doing wonderful. Doesn't look like it from here. Doesn't look like it from here at all. Okay. Mexico is starting to tackle its own illegal immigration problem, which are these caravans of thousands of migrants from Guatemala, El Salvador, and elsewhere, cracking down on border crossers at its own southern border. And now critics are convinced that Donald Trump, unable to get a physical border wall built, has convinced Mexico's president to come and be his de facto border patrol. Well, at least something is getting done. I mean, that's the important part. At least something's being done. Now, down in Texas, there's this new Texas-based construction company, Speed Fab Concrete, and apparently they got caught hiring illegal immigrants. Ooh, shame on you, shame on you, shame on you. And the company is going to be paying millions of dollars in fines for hiring illegal aliens and then covering it all up. And its owners may actually be sent to jail. Well, again, about time. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just track yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we've got an update on that story about the missile attack that happened earlier this month. They have now raised the number of victims with traumatic brain injuries from 37 to 50. So it's now 50. And like most accountants, I don't trust numbers that have fives and zeros in them. So it probably means a lot more people were hurt. And that previous caller raised a good question. Where was the air defense system when these ballistic missiles came on in? And if it was simply not there, well, that's a court-martial offense for negligence, if you will. If they were there and simply did not work, that is a huge embarrassment to the military-industrial complex. All right, getting on back to immigration here. Apparently, illegal immigration has dropped 90% at the Arizona border because of the sections of fence that have been so far completed there, but at least it's going down. Now, here is a very, very bizarre story. Okay, over in Poland at Birkenau, four U.S. rabbis led by New York's Avi Weiss gathered at the Nazi death camp, Auschwitz, arguing for the removal of a church. There's apparently a church on the grounds, and of course, this sort of cuts into the official story about how this was targeting only Jews in those labor camps. So they want the church removed. Rather a little interesting thing here. All righty. Over in France, the fighting continues between firefighters and police. And I'm talking about the fighting is between the firefighters and the police. It's got nothing to do with the yellow vests, although I'm sure probably some of them are getting involved here. But apparently the firefighters have gone on a riot demanding better pay and working conditions. Oh boy, it didn't take long to wreck that wonderful country, did it? Liberals get in there. Okay, over this last weekend, we had the March for Life, which started on Friday. It's estimated at least 150,000 people showed up here. But one of the interesting demographic revelations was how the crowd is getting younger and younger. More young people, the youth movement, is starting to come in on the March for Life. They're being convinced that abortions are not necessarily the end-all, be-all of a happy life. And good for them. Good for them, first of all, that they are getting active, getting out there, and getting their message out there. And, of course, as longtime listeners know, abortion is a very, very touchy issue. I'm opposed to abortion on demand as retroactive birth control. I recognize there are certain medical circumstances where it's necessary. But not really. I'm not a big fan of it, shall we say. Okay, we're almost to the end of the program. And the next article, I'm going to have to hold it over until tomorrow. It's kind of a detail regarding 3D firearms, ghost guns, and so forth. So there's the music. It's time for me to get out of here. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please spread the word about RBN. Spread the word about whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. And please start thinking about doing your own podcast, being a Rivero's Ranger, and starting to spread the word that way. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.